Johnny, we're in October, and guess what? You know what that means?
Halloween?
Yeah, you know, yeah, for truckers, it means Halloween. Yeah, Johnny. No, it's the first week in October, and like every year, this is the beginning of the cold weather, the cool weather, and I think probably up in the Northwest, Washington, Idaho, the Dakotas, Montana, they probably already got snow, ice, you know, some kind of a storm.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah, I mean, we just took a trip from Washington back here to Florida, and the snow-capped mountains had, like, a ton of snow. In fact, it was coming down. We were coming through the passes.
It's good training for truckers, actually.
Actually, you know what? We can get into that. And, in fact, most good trucking companies will actually take their trainees and put them in as many adverse weather conditions and, you know, mountain terrains and traffics as they can to get the driver ready.
You know what trainees are?
Tell me, what is a trainee?
Chainer-uppers.
Chainer. Oh, so, you know, that's not a bad idea. If I was a trainer, guess who'd be chaining? You got that.
They need to practice. They need to practice.
That's really good. At least that's what you tell them, right?
Right.
So adverse weather, Johnny. I mean, that's really, I just wanted to kind of bring that up because, you know, every year, I mean, thousands of new people get their CDL. And let's be honest with each other. A lot of drivers are afraid. They're nervous to drive in ice and snow and mountain roads. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm nervous being around a truck in ice and snow in a four-wheeler.
I think for the most part, most truck drivers do know how to drive in really slick weather. But really, the bottom line is there's enough of them out there that are nervous that I felt like we should do a podcast. Maybe we can kind of ease their worries.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, Johnny, go ahead. Ease their worries.
Don't worry, guys. You'll make it through.
You set like a mic pat on the back. No, I mean, look, really bottom line advice for all you new drivers out there. And you're going to hear this probably from, you know, experienced truck drivers. The brakes are really your enemy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And well, Johnny, you came from Pennsylvania. So, you know, as kids, we kind of had skid training in cars. You know what I mean? You go out there and you drive and you start learning real quick that if you hit your brakes and steer left, your car goes right.
Hey, what about the Jake brake?
You know what? That can be a danger if it's real slick.
Really? Aren't you glad I pulled that one out? It sounded like a trucker, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You had your trucker on.
That's because you told me what it was a couple shows ago.
You had your trucker on.
I never heard of it before.
But look, it really is true. Your brakes can be your enemy. And I'll tell you where it really starts. Not paying attention, not keeping your CB on, and not knowing the weather up ahead. I mean, if you got reports and you know what it's like, you want to have your truck at the speed where you're comfortable. That's the number one rule if you're out there in it.
That's right. That CB is important. And here's the big pitch for the CB. Those of you guys who don't have them, get them. That way you can help each other out.
That's a good pitch, Johnny Acid. I'm telling you. I guarantee you just sold a couple of Cobras or whatever. But, Johnny, check this out. I'm going to repeat that. Number one rule when you're out there driving is don't drive past what you're comfortable in. It's true. Don't get out in the snow, and you'll know if you're comfortable because you'll be nervous, sweating your brains out.
Yeah, but what if you work for one of those? I've been hearing a lot of complaints from truckers that the companies they work for are just like drive, drive, drive.
Well, look, we know that ELDs. Well, let's start there for a second. We know that the ELDs are going to stop drivers from having to go over on their hours, but we still probably haven't solved the problem of, hey, I think it's unsafe to drive. There's a lot of people wrecking out there, and dispatch says, well, you don't get out there and go, you can turn your keys in. That does happen a lot with trucking companies. They want their freight delivered, and you get in a situation where you're scared, and next thing you know, dispatch or somebody's telling you, you need to drive when you're uncomfortable.
I think this is the time of the year when a lot of the truckers want to fly south for the winter. Just be like, I don't drive the Northeast. I've been driving for 20 years. I don't drive the Northeast. I don't chain up. I want a dedicated that goes from Southern California to Texas only. It's like, or no, you know, I want to be home every night.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're looking for a local job.
Well, you know, in the industry, in the South. Look, and there's no doubt in the industry we've noticed that usually from the time it starts really snowing till spring, you have a higher percentage of drivers that stay more local or get off the road for those periods. It's up to them. You know, we're not here to make fun of them. But going back to a small company or any company telling you you have to drive if you're uncomfortable, you're the captain of the ship. That's bottom line. Never forget that you are the absolute captain, the pilot of that ship. There isn't a dispatcher alive that's going to stand up and say, yes, DOT officer, he did wreck, but we made him do it. Nobody's going to do that. You guys are going to be wrecked, and the blame is going to be strictly on you, Johnny Acid.
Might be forced dispatch, but it's not forced suicide.
I like that. No forced suicide. That's Johnny. Sometimes, you know, we keep you around for a reason.
Ratings, that's why.
Ratings, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have ratings?
They've gone up a lot since I've been on the show.
I don't think we've been. We haven't even reached ratings. We're too low to even get
ratings. The show's going viral.
Yeah, it's giving a viral. All right, so really bottom line with this is, and we used to say this a lot, you are the captain of the ship. If you got somebody telling you have to drive tired or you have to drive in weather that
you're
on.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm going to tell you that right now. Here's the rule of thumb. You're better off being fired for refusing to take a load than fired for rolling a truck over. At least you can get a job, but the next guy's going to say, oh, you refuse to take a load? Yeah, we'll take you. But if you wreck a truck, hit a four-wheeler, kill somebody, whatever, in the snow, guess what? You ain't getting hired. So if you're uncomfortable, get fired or quit and move on somewhere else and find something more comfortable. That's just my advice, because safety really has to be first, Johnny Acid.
Yeah, you know, don't be in a rush to get home. Like, little Johnny's sitting there staring out the window at the snow, wanting his daddy home.
Batting his eyes.
Well, if you want to get home to him, don't rush.
Daddy, daddy.
Yeah, right. Little Johnny.
Where's daddy, mommy?
Little Acid.
Little Acid. Little Mickey. All right, so, but that's the truth. You really are way better off taking it on the chin, man, and going down the road to the next company. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of companies out there that will tell you, you need to get your ass down the road. In fact, I've had drivers tell me, I called dispatch and I told them, there's people wrecking. And you know what they said to me? Five other people delivered in that same area. Why can't you?
Yeah. And you know, when it comes to chaining up, guys, don't wait until it's too late. I know it's easier to put the chains on when the truck's upside down, but you're not going to get there any quicker.
Johnny, usually the chain lights come on. You got a chain, you get to the other side of the hill, and then you take them off. I mean, honestly and truly, my rule of thumb when I was a driver, if I knew it was chaining time, I didn't chain.
Yeah, but who looks at those lights anyway? When my oil pressure light goes on, I just keep driving. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
just an idiot light.
Yeah, it's stupid, right? Yeah. But no, seriously, if you're made to chain, the four-wheeler that's sliding next to you doesn't chain. He's still going to wreck into you. You're better off getting off the road. If the chain lights are on, you need to get somewhere. Now, there could be a time where, okay, I'm at a place where it's illegal and I got to get my chains on. You have to do it then. But if you know in 50 miles they're all chaining up and it's really bad, I'm telling you, pull it over and go to bed. I don't care. I don't care if anybody calls me a pussy. I wasn't one of those drivers that ever was afraid to drive in snow or ice. I did. But I'm just telling you, we've got lots of people's families out there in cars, and guys that are afraid to drive that push themselves into it are the ones that end up getting hurt.
This message for the drivers in the lower 48, you ice road truckers, this doesn't apply.
Oh, yeah. If you're an ice road trucker, don't even listen to this thing.
They already tuned out.
They're probably laughing at us.
Oh, yeah.
Did he just, like, pull it over? He's like, oh, funny little fella.
If there's any ice on the road, really?
Funny little feller.
Yeah, I'm an ice road trucker. I ain't pulling over.
Troy and Johnny are a couple sissy boys. No, but seriously, you know.
At least one of us is.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. You'll get better. But anyways, so that's just advice there. Now, let's talk about black ice, Johnny. We just had a, and it was probably more not black ice, but really packed snow, slick snow, ice, slushy, whatever it was. It was a little video on Talk CDL where a guy lost it. Did you see that video, Johnny?
I did.
Yeah, where his trailer just kicks out, and guess what happened to him?
He straightened it out.
He straightened it out. Praise the Lord,
How'd
man.
He do that?
Oh, well, you know, let me tell you how he did it. Seriously. He didn't put his feet on the brake. If he would have looked in the mirror and panicked at that moment and hit those brakes, the trailer would have kept coming around, and his cab probably would have started jacking into that trailer.
So what did you do, speed up?
You don't have to speed up. You can. I'll tell you what I did. That happened to me twice, and all I did was took the pressure off the fifth wheel. I popped it into neutral, my trailer. See, it's the same principle as like we used to do when we were kids with cars. You hit the brakes, the tires are going to go which way they're pointed. So if you steer left, I'm sorry, they're going to go opposite way they're pointed. Because you're sliding.
You just confused me.
Well, just look. Do you remember when you were a kid, you would steer your car left, and then you hit the brakes, and you go like this? You go right. But as soon as you let the brakes off, it starts going where you were pointed. And that's because the wheels start turning. That guy there, he was sliding. I don't know if he hit the brake and it jacked on him. But as soon as he just left off, the wheels started spinning on his tandems. And he just came right around and he followed. No accident, no nothing.
Not to split hairs here, but when I was a kid, it wasn't my car I was driving. It was the one that I hotwired.
Johnny Acid.
I didn't mean to digress.
We just wanted to come on here. I always say that we just wanted to. Realistically, what our goal here is to just let you guys know, take your time, take advice, read up on it. And I'll tell you what helped me a lot, Johnny Acid. Just like when I was a pool shooter at one time, okay, I always took the advice of the guys that knew what they were doing. So you, any of you young guys out there, don't be afraid to ask somebody if there's something you're not sure of with chaining, with the way you should be braking, the way you should be driving. Don't be afraid to ask an experienced driver. If the guy's been driving 20 years in the snow, he could sure tell you exactly what he did that helped him.
Don't get overconfident out there either. You might go, well, I've been doing this now for a month. This ain't so bad. And then all of a sudden you hit the black ice. Then what?
Yeah. And in all reality, overconfidence can kill you too. Being too scared is bad. I'll tell you, a little bit of fear helps, but too much fear is bad.
You know, there's the ice and the snow is bad enough, but you guys know if you have the snow and the ice and the wind all at the same time, that's like a recipe for disaster. That's time to get off the road.
Did he just say get off the road?
especially if you're empty with a dry box.
He's like a funny little
fella. Blowing all over the place. get off the road.
Wear that Johnny ass. It's a pansy.
No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, it's good advice. It really is. You get off the road if you're unsure. But eventually, if you're going to be a truck driver for a career, you got to learn how to drive in the snow. Here was my rule of thumb, Johnny. Pack snow is easy. Never, drivers, don't fear snow, okay? I'll tell you what is dangerous, though, when it's down to one lane and you got some jackass that wants to pass everybody. You couldn't believe how many four-wheelers I've seen in my day, especially when rear-wheel drive was very prevalent. You get some guy in remember them big flat Cadillacs?
Yeah.
And those Lincolns? Those guys would get out and they'd think that they can just go, 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 and they'd get in the passing lane where there was no tracks. It was just 4 inches of snow. And they'd go to go around something and they'd be sideways wiping out into a bank. I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen that.
I've seen you pass like that in the snow. You gonna tell me you haven't done that, really?
I'm not gonna deny that I've driven faster in the snow, but it was something that I did. You know what I mean? I have not wrecked in the snow. Have I? Have I ever wiped out? Yeah. I mean, I have wiped, but not in the snow, I don't think. But look, going back to this, all right? Stay safe. Drive when you're confident. Don't get overconfident. And ask for advice. That's really, really what it's all about. It's all about growth and growing. And I'm going to tell you something. You guys that are in the South, take loads up north. I'm telling you, it will help you. Johnny, you know, we get snow down in the South.
Not as much as we do up north. But yeah, we do get it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, the more you do something, the more confidence you're going to have in it. That's all I'm saying there. Okay?
Really important for the young drivers. Just learn how to drive. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to get out there and learn, honestly. That's the only way you're going to get better at your craft. You like that?
Right. And listen, black ice, don't even go on it. If you know black ice is up ahead, get off the road. You know, sleet, get off the road. Freezing rain is about as bad as black ice. You know, when we were drivers, Johnny, we used to keep a meat thermometer stuck through our wing window in our rig. As soon as it got down to 33, 34 degrees, we were getting ready to get off the road.
Especially if it's raining.
I'm talking about when it was getting misty. If you knew it was rain, I'll tell you where we used to get a lot of that, up in like Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania area. You get up in that area where, in fact, you get up over Pottsville and you get up into that Frackville area where the elevation starts getting higher. And you go from like 36 to like 34 degrees in like a couple miles. And all of a sudden, you're not seeing spray coming off the back of someone's tire. That's a big thing. And I'm sure a lot of you drivers know this already, but for you young drivers, if it's getting down to around that 32-degree mark and it's misty or raining, keep watching for the backs of everybody's tires. Make sure there's a nice mist coming off there. That means the roads has not frozen up yet.
Yeah, you know, when I'm out on the road and it gets really bad and I start to feel uncomfortable in a four-wheeler, I just pull over and I let the wife drive. That way I can close my eyes. I won't see it coming.
Yeah.
I'd rather have her wreck than me. Then I can make fun of her.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I was going to make a joke, but
I won't. I mean, you know, if you feel that way, just have your student take over. That way, if anything happens, you won't get blamed.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
Have the that's not a bad idea either, Jeff. So you can use your student for chaining and use him for wrecking.
Absolutely.
Like if it's really snowing out, just use the excuse, I wanted him to really learn.
And if you got touch freight, you ain't touching it.
Man, that trainer's going to get a workout. Or the trainee, rather.
Hey, it's the only way to learn, man.
All right.
Right?
So, Johnny, that's really just, what have we been on here about? 15, 20 minutes? That's about all we got. I mean, we've talked about weather, adverse weather, and all our good stuff. And just real quick to mention the CBs one more time. For all you drivers that are fixing to go into this winter, use your CB. CB. I can't say CB enough.
If you don't have one, get one.
I couldn't tell you guys how many pileups. If you add up the pileups in the last 5 years versus the previous 5 years, more people are on their cell phone now. They have apps thinking that they're going to know about weather and accidents up ahead. It's not even near as good as the CB. Again, we've said this a million times. The CB can warn you 5-10 seconds around the corner that's ahead of you. The CB can tell you, hey, there's a cop hiding around the corner, and you can avoid getting a ticket. The CB can say, hey, there's some guy wrecked in the hammer lane. Get out of the hammer lane 1 mile ahead at night when you might not have seen him. The CB, okay, when someone comes on and says, hey, there's a gator, which it means a blown tire all over the road, get out of the road. The CB can save your ass when it comes to backups. Hey, there's a big backup up there. If you get off the next exit, you can get around it. But if you go past that exit, you're screwed. I couldn't tell you how many things the CB has done for me. Back in the day, we used it for directions all the time. You know, when we're coming into an area, usually there's somebody with a base or somebody in the area that knows it, a local driver, he can direct you in. The CB is so awesome. Somebody's hurt. Somebody needs something. Somebody's broke down. The CB is like your right-hand man in that truck. I'm telling you, Johnny Acid, that CB, I am such a big advocate on CBs because there's nothing that you got, a tool that can communicate as good. And I know some drivers out there, and I hear it all the time, oh, I don't want to hear the garbage. Everybody's always cussing and acting like an asshole on the CB. I just don't want to hear that. Well, then take a chance with your life. There's nothing you can say to convince somebody, Johnny, that CB is going to save their life. And I couldn't tell you how many drivers wish they would have had that CB turned on when they were in a pileup.
Right on, brother. And you know something? Don't trust the weatherman. I mean, if we trusted the weatherman down here in Florida, no one would have left for the hurricane that came through.
Florida would be dead.
Yeah, they screwed that one up. The weather guy's always wrong. Don't go by that. Go by the trucker that's, 15 miles down the road.
Yeah, terrible. Especially Bay News 9. Anyways. No, so there you have it. Use your CB. Take advice and run. This is really the true advice. Run under your own confidence. Don't go beyond what you know you're capable of doing. Keep that CB on. Do it right. And listen, always remember, first and foremost, you are the captain of your ship. And if somebody tells you have to drive when you're uncomfortable, I think it's time to part company with that company. It's all it is to it, Johnny. Johnny, I've pretty much said what I was going to say on this matter. Do you have anything else at all, buddy?
I got a few pearls of wisdom.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure it's all quiet for Johnny Acid. He's going to whip out some wisdom. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right, drivers. Here's the takeaway from this whole show. You ready? Here it is. Use and abuse your trainees. Make them do all of the shit work and blame them for everything. That's the takeaway.
There you have it, guys. All right. Till next time. Peace.
Peace.